Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 294 for Thursday, March 5th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was weaker on Thursday as futures followed the path of least resistance lower. Canola was also pressured by the U.S. soy complex, which suffered losses. Canola was down $2 to $5 with the most active May contract down $4.30 at $450.70 per ton. Losses in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were bearish for the market. The Brazilian soybean crop, which is expected to be record large, is gradually trickling onto the market, which undermined values. However, the Canadian dollar was weaker against its American counterpart, which lent support to canola. Both the May and July contracts received some support at the $450 mark. Spring road bans throughout the prairies will likely keep some producers from making deliveries. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., corn was slightly higher, while wheat and soybeans were lower. Soybeans were down 8 to 9 cents, with the May contract down 8 at $9.85 per bushel. News that China lowered its economic growth target to just 7% was bearish for soybeans. The advancing South American harvest, which could be record large, also cast resistance over the market. Brazil seems to have weathered a potential strike by truckers relatively unscathed. Producers in Brazil could soon flood the market with their beans. Corn was slightly stronger, with the May contract coming in at $3.90 per bushel. This week's export numbers from the USDA were extremely solid, meaning there is steady demand out there for U.S. corn, despite the cheap supplies being offered by Ukraine. The strong U.S. dollar and rapid corn planting in Brazil limited the gains. Corn is still searching for an overall direction. Wheat was lower, down 13 to 15 cents, with the May contract in Chicago down 15 at $4.80 per bushel. The outlook for wheat crops in the U.S. Midwest is improving, which was bearish for prices. Any fears of winter kill appear to be overblown. Snow cover is expected to melt next week in the U.S. Great Plains. Wheat crops in Russia and the Black Sea region could also be larger than expected. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, March 5th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.